So that was the Terence Trent D'Arby song.
It really was.
Because when she said, "Oh, it's Sign Your Name," I thought, "Oh, I remember thinking, oh, it's the Terence Trent D'Arby song," and then I thought, "Oh, it's not, because it's probably some Heaven Sent."
Because they're about 14, yeah, and that'll be way after their time. Yeah. But no. Well, I mean, if Heaven 17 are one of their biggest influences, that was LaRue and Heaven 17 playing live just earlier in the week. Now available on the Red Button and some old website.
Something about
double click something, and it'll be there.
Yeah. Just
never
try
mind
hard
that though. Because look who's here.
Look who's walked in, eh?
Oh. Hello.
It's Anthony. Hey.
There he is. How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Star of London's glittering West End at the moment. Although, strictly speaking,
it's not West End, is it?
It's not,
no,
is it?
It's not. But it
counts as the West End.
Yeah. Because it's the old Vic.
The old Vic in
posh.
The cut, South Bank.
Yeah.
And a very, very nice area it is too. Lots of different restaurants. It's
many eateries.
Yes. Many eateries. Yes. Many, many, many eateries.
Bump my microphone again.
Yeah, she's been doing that all morning, honestly.
Dear.
Have you played the old Vic before?
I did the 24-hour plays. Which was, and if either of you have never done it, should do it.
I've never done it. Explain what that is to our listeners.
It is, you arrive, the actors all arrive on Saturday night, you all sit around in a circle, you bring a prop that might be useful, just introduce yourselves, and the writers and the directors, and I think there's six directors and six writers, and then we all go off, and then the writers stay up all night writing a 10-12 minute play, and then in the morning on Sunday morning the directors all sit down, they get given a play, and then they get to take it in turns to choose their cast, and then you arrive at about, I don't know, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then you rehearse all day and you put it on to a very large audience in the evening
for charity for
the old Vic. It's got a young people's program, and I can't think what it's called.
Yeah,
it's called Young Voices, isn't
That's
it?
That's exactly what it's called. Very
well
good.
Done.
Thank you.
10 points.
Oh,
thank goodness
you.
Your ear.
Mm. I can't believe you've never done that.
I don't know why. I think I did.
You'd
get
love it.
And I would love it.
Yeah,
I would love
brilliant.
It.
If I could do that as my job, I'd do that.
Right.
Because I love that sort of
it's
pressure.
Seat of the pants time.
Yeah,
really
yeah. And also, one night only, no reviews.
Yeah.
It's always sold out because it's a gala event. Bosh.
Yeah. The bit that alarms me is is when they choose the actors for their cast. No. It sounds a bit like being lined up for the football
team.
You don't
know.
School.
You're not there at the time.
No, you're,
oh,
not,
you're
there.
Not.
No.
Now, is it the director's who chooses?
Were you when you know the football syndrome? Because I was always in the last three or four.
Useless.
Were you?
I was useless.
It was always
as I still am. but when I was,
did they not want you for your witty repartee at half time?
Funnily enough, they seem to be overlooking that.
Really?
But that thing where you'd line up against the wall and literally you'd be
I wonder if they still do that. They probably don't now.
Sure. It's
probably considered a really outmoded.
I'm sure it's discouraged, but it was never something official. It was just in playtime, wasn't it?
I suppose we better have head then.
Oh, the memories, the cold chill that runs down your spine.
And it was always the same guys at the end, isn't it?
Same guys at the start, same guys at the end, and you kind of swam around in the middle for some respect.
But this is nothing like that, though. You're not there when they choose you.
Yeah.
And I had the honour of playing Vince Vaughan's father, which was quite intriguing.
They get posh people
for these
things.
Yeah. Mm. Well, Kevin had just worked with Vince.
Kevin Spacey, who runs the old Vic, of course. Yes.
And who brought the 24-hour plays over from New York, didn't he?
Yeah, it's a brilliant idea. I think they should do it more than once a year, to be honest. Just because it's very exciting.
Yeah. I've done it on Broadway.
I bet there were some stars at that one, weren't
Jennifer Aniston, who I do believe should be my best friend.
Because you're a little bit in love with Jennifer Aniston, aren't you?
Yeah, well, she's
did you
great.
Stalk her or do anything embarrassing? Or
I didn't. As she was about to go into the I did. Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Followed her into the toilet.
Followed her into the toilet. She was about to go into
did
the toilet.
Did you kick over the cubicle?
No, it's just one toilet that we were all waiting for. And she was about to go in and I said, hi. I mean, terrible.
And by the third hi, you were talking like that.
And the thing is, the poor woman wanted to go to the toilet.
Sure,
that's why she was standing outside the cubicle.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just really do love you. And she's like, great. I just got to go in there. And I was like, go on, love. Enjoy yourself. I'll be right here when you get out.
Yeah. Waiting. Drooling. I'll be listening at the door.
Ready to pass some toilet roll under in case it run out.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever embarrassed yourself in front of anyone, Anthony?
Yes. I was at a party, a Christmas party, and Ruby Wax was talking to Annie Lennox. And I know Ruby and I don't know Annie Lennox. And I stood there sort of smiling inanely for about, I don't know, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And they sort of then noticed and got, yeah? Hello, Ruby. And then it didn't go anywhere, obviously, because they were in the middle of their conversation. So they went back to the conversation and it was just like, okay, I'm going to leave now.
Oh.
I can imagine.
No, because why would you? It's like somebody inanely grinning at you. It's like...
Not going to encourage you, are you?
Just call the police. Yeah.
I can imagine being in the presence of Annie Lennox would do that.
A little bit. A little bit breathtaking.
It's not everybody. Yeah. I'm actually not always a complete gorm, but it's if somebody that you really do. It's like Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. You have no words.
But you have that effect on people, Anthony.
Well, I know I have it on you, darling.
You do. I can barely...
So when people...
I'm not looking at you now. I'm averting my gaze throughout this interview.
Don't grin inanely at him, because he won't enjoy it.
Don't like that.
I won't bring him into the
But you're a star of many years standing. I expect Buffy fans can be a little bit overwhelmed by your very presence.
Occasionally, when someone sort of, you know, just shakes. And you have, you know, anybody that sort of, because we are, you know, we're profile and we're in the living, and all I'm saying is it's no different for us than for them. Absolutely. Ultimately, sure. We've all got our idols and we've all got people, you know, that, you know, and ultimately we are. Mm. Exactly the same as them. We happen to be on the telephone. Telephone.
On the telephone.
Television. Really?
I'm on the telephone now.
Your career's going down the pan.
Telephone drama.
Marketing sales.
When they say Anthony Head phones the performance in, yes. They actually mean it this time.
Well, actually, in this play that we're doing, and I will mention it now, we're doing this play, Six Degrees of Separation, at the Old Vic.
Which I saw and was brilliant. Yeah, I really, really recommend it. I thought it was great.
It is a fascinating
And also, piece. Don't we love a play that runs through with no interval?
Well, it's 90 minutes. It doesn't stop. It just
It's great, but you couldn't stop that. You know what I mean? You wouldn't want to stop it.
But what I was going to say was there are several moments sort of the second half onwards that we're on the phone, but we don't have a telephone in our hands, so we're basically sort of facing out front.
Oh.
And it's fascinating. It's an extraordinary, I don't know, trick or whatever it is. You know, it's a what do they call it?
Theatrical conceit.
That's exactly what they call it.
Thank you.
Thank goodness. And it actually worked. Somebody was saying the other day, when we were all standing chatting about it, and they were saying it's brilliant because it ultimately gets rid of all
the trappings.
You don't have to faff around. Yeah. You're talking on the phone immediately like that. And it's fascinating. And the whole play is like that. It's sort of full of theatrical conceits because it's, you know, it jumps forward and back in time. And it tells this fairly simple tale, although as it grows, more people become involved. And I have to say, very few places other than the Old Vic, you will find a cast of 16 in a modern play.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, when we all finally turn up on the curtain call, you know, they say it's like a rugby team. It's like, oh my God, where did they all come from?
Yeah. But it is rare now, isn't it, to have unless you're in a musical, to have a big cast
absolutely.
In a play.
How long is the run? Is it? Are you there for a while?
Till April 3rd.
It's quite a long one then, yeah.
It's 3 months, it's nice. It's just nice. And it's just right, certainly from where I'm coming from.
We're going to play a record, but you're going to stay around, I hope.
I am.
Oh, good, I'm glad to hear that. A bit of Kings of Leon, I think it's time for that.
No, I...